Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 134 on June 10th, 2016. Changing the world one ass at a time. So hey everybody out there, if you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, consider becoming a patron of mine so that I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording informational videos for people interested in pegging everywhere. Go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can click the support my work button on the right-hand side of my website. Patreon is P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And if you go to Patreon and do a search for Ruby Rider, you will not find me because my work is considered not safe for work, so it does not come up in the searches. There are various levels of rewards for the various levels of patronage, so go check that out. And also know that there is a blog on the Patreon site where you can listen to my podcasts a day early, and I post some stuff on there that never shows up on my blog and certainly doesn't appear in my podcasts either. So yes, check it out, patreon.com/rubyrider. So I'm sitting here naked recording this. Why? Because I can. Because I live in California. Because I live in a house where I can run around naked sometimes when I want to. Because I love being naked. That's part of it too, especially when the weather is absolutely perfect. You know, let me wander off into a little story for a moment. Yesterday, a friend of mine escorted me up to a hot springs nearby where I live, and it was the most amazing experience to be in natural hot springs surrounded by rocks and crystals and mud, and oh my God, it was heaven. There were lovely shady places to hang out. There was lovely sort of abrasive mud dirt stuff to scrub on your body. And otherwise you just sit there with all of those incredible minerals soaking into you. So yesterday was a day of healing for me. It felt really, really good. And thank you to my friend for taking me up there. That was an unexpected pleasure. So, let's see, what's new here besides Ruby soaking in mineral springs? What's new? What's new at Pegging Paradise is that I finally have a registration button. Yay! So, for any of you who wish to participate in the forum on my website, which I highly encourage you to do, there's some very interesting conversations taking place, all the way from delayed ejaculations, chastity, and edging, to a man who is just now jumping in with both feet to his sexuality and doing all kinds of firsts like pegging and by curiosity. And yes, there's lots of stuff happening there. So if you'd like to participate in that forum, please do. And what you do is you go to the Pegging Paradise website and there's a drop down that says login and registration. Bingo, right there. Now, I do have a pretty intense spam registration filter on that baby, so occasionally, it seems like too often, and we're working on that bug, it will tell you, nope, you need to fill out an allow request, and then that'll come to me, and I'll say, yes, you can get in, no problem. So if that's what happens, I apologize for my overzealousness of the spam filter, but otherwise I'd have 20 zillion people on my forum trying to post spam. So I appreciate you being patient if that's what happens to you. Let's see, what else is new on the Pegging Paradise website is I finished a list of downloader apps for the iPhone as well as Android phones. So these are podcast downloader apps that will magically grab those podcasts and throw them on your phone. So whether you're walking and exercising or doing the treadmill at the gym or just hanging out in your house and you want to listen to the podcast, this is how to do it. And it took me a while to sort of figure that out. I mean, that was years ago. That I've been listening to podcasts for years and years, but it is kind of a magical thing. It's like, ooh, there's a podcast to listen to on my thing. And I didn't have to do a damn thing to get it there. I didn't have to go to the website and push the button and listen to it that way. So any of y'all out there who have smartphones, there you go. And of course, there's always the evil iTunes download thing that will take over your entire computer and want to handle all your music for you and talk to you all the time when you don't want to listen. But if that's your choice, that's totally fine too. And of course, you can always still go to the website itself. and listen to it directly streaming from my website. So if you want that list of all the different downloader apps that are good ones to do, and I included free ones in there as well as ones that cost a bit of money, go to the website and click the drop-down that says follow. And it'll have the Twitter and the Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and a link where you can sign up to get notifications if I make a new blog post. And then underneath that, it'll have all those downloader apps. So have fun with that if that's something you've been waiting for. I got it done. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. I got a message on Facebook from someone who joined me in my masturbation month fun times, right? As a matter of fact, I put the challenge out there for anybody who wanted to, and this time it wasn't an orgasm a day. This time it was just spend 15 minutes pleasuring yourself in whatever way works for you. Because recently I have discovered the joys of edging, and sometimes if you edge for 2 or 3 days, wow, that third or fourth day when you have that orgasm, it's totally fucking worth it. I swear to God. So, okay, here is his message. Good evening, Ruby. First, I hope that all finds you well, and I wish you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I am really enjoying the May challenge, but alas, I will not hit 100% frown emoticon. My sincerest apologies. I will hit over the 15-minute average per day, but I won't hit 31 times. I make my living doing numbers, so that is the explanation for the statistics provided in the previous two sentences. I promise to do better next year. Thank you again for the challenge. It has been great fun, and it has made me feel like a participant in your world. I don't have any great stories, save one interesting one. I was visiting friends on a Saturday night, and the drive home was about 80 miles. A large portion of the ride home is on a pitch-black highway. I thought to myself, why not play with myself on the ride home? As soon as I had thought of that, I was somewhat distracted for the rest of the evening, as my mind was on my ride home. Something about me and rides, I guess. I took some paper towels with me and planned as best I could. I set up the paper towels so that I could grab them easily and clean up. I was driving home after midnight, and traffic was very light. It was finally time. I whipped out my cock and began to slowly stroke it. I had to go slow. Increasing my stroke rate with my hand even a little bit made me almost come. I had to hit at least 15 minutes to keep my daily average up. A few cars passed, and it was a big turn-on, similar to when I wear my butt plug while running errands. My cock felt like it was going to explode, and I was stroking very slow and gently. I lost track of time and realized that I had gone well past 15 minutes. I couldn't wait anymore. I stroked really fast, and I just exploded. The orgasm lasted a lot longer than when I normally masturbate, and was one of the most intense orgasms I can ever recall. In fact, when I came, I was a little lightheaded, and the orgasm seemed to stretch up almost to my rib cage. It was glorious. The steering wheel was a mess, but I cleaned it up quickly and put my cock away. I had a few thoughts on the experience. One, the orgasm was spectacular, and I did end up doing it again this month. The second time, I had my butt plug in. The second thought was, and not joking, I was pleased with my dexterity and that I managed to have no problems driving the car. The third thought was more along the humorous lines. What if I had gotten caught and pulled over by a police officer? Would I have been charged with a DWM? DWM equals driving while masturbating. I would certainly recommend DWM to anyone, but I would advise caution. Make sure you aren't tired and you are at your best level of alertness. Still, my favorite orgasms of the month have been coming to the sound of your voice reading my story on the podcast. I never get tired of hearing it or having an orgasm while listening to it. My cock and I wish you a most sincere thank you for the challenge and inspiration for this month. As always, I find you, your world, and your knowledge absolutely fascinating, enthralling, and thrilling. With all best wishes. Thank you, sir, for that lovely letter and for the story. Wow. It's a little scary for me, people talking about jerking off while driving. I've done it before a couple of times myself. And yeah, you know, it's the effort required to keep an eye on the driving part. The second time that I did it actually ended up giving me a bit of a spasm in my neck because I had to force my head to keep doing the same thing as opposed to doing whatever it wanted to do, you know, with the spasms that were going through my body. So Perhaps that's why I haven't done it again, but I commend you on your creativity, on your alertness, glad you're okay, and especially on that amazing orgasm. I'm curious if you edged for a few days before that, or if you were having orgasms every day. But even just edging for, 15, 20 minutes, however long it was that you did, can give you a much stronger orgasm, everybody out there. So slow it down, save some time for yourself, and go for it. Thanks again for writing in. Here's another letter. As my wife and I have tried more anal play, and I've experimented on my own, I've found a really odd and potentially show-stopping anomaly. A finger or slender butt plug is fine, but if I/we use anything bigger, like a proper butt plug or a dildo, the following happens upon orgasm. No semen comes out, even though my prostate is contracting, and it attenuates the feeling of the orgasm significantly. If I pull out the toy, semen then, depending on where I am in the arc of the orgasm, shoots or dribbles out. It's as if the toy is putting pressure on the tube through which the semen is expelled and preventing it from coming out. It's a weird, frankly, sort of scary feeling. Has anyone else ever had this happen? Does anyone know of a physiological reason this might happen? I know that I come harder, for example, more semen, if it's just a finger or small toy, but this odd phenomena seems to happen with a decent size, not big, just normal size butt plugs, etc., toys. This has me on the edge of giving up anal play. Woo! So I'm really glad that you wrote in and talked about this, because the different and the interesting stuff is also something I love to have to put out there to the community. So this is why I'm reading it on the podcast, because I'm asking for input. I have never heard of this before. Your particular physiology of how the prostate and urethra combine, the angle that they're tipped at, perhaps something like that may indeed lend itself to cutting off the flow from the prostate, but that would be cutting off the flow of the urethra, basically. Because during male ejaculation, sperm is transmitted from it's called the ductus deferens, into the male urethra via the ejaculatory ducts, which lie within the prostate gland. So I certainly understand, attenuated orgasm is no bueno, and I totally get why you would be concerned and why you would not enjoy it. So maybe for you, the fun thing is just to get the pegging, get the fucking, and then when you're ready to have an orgasm, then take it out, is one of the things that I can think of. But if anybody out there has any ideas, any doctors listening out there that have knowledge about this part of the body, would love your input, absolutely. And you didn't say whether while your partner is fucking you, if you can come hands-free. So that might be a bit of a balancing act, because if you can't come hands-free, if you have not yet, then she could fuck you for a long time and it could be awesome and it could feel really good. And then you could take it out and have your orgasm either, well, it would be penile at that point. But yeah, that's the only suggestions I have. And hello out there, pegging community. Let us know if anyone else has ever experienced this. Thanks for writing in, and we'll see what kind of information we get. Okay, this is a message on Facebook. Dear Ruby, you don't know me, but I've been following your blog for a while now and loving it. My boyfriend, who is bi, got me into pegging, and it really is all about empowerment. I love it. So, remember I said my boyfriend was bi? Well, he started suggesting a threesome, but I said I didn't want to be in the middle with some other guy, and wait for it, my boyfriend wanted to be in the middle. So I got to find out what it feels like for the guys when they have a three-up. Now, I'm going to departure for a moment here and let you listeners know that I had to look up what three-up meant, because apparently it's a slang for a threesome, a three-up. So to continue on with her message, we probably won't do it again, but wow, how empowering did that feel? Real role reversal-like. Take care, and thanks for all the great blogs. And then I wrote her back and said, can I read this on the podcast? And she said, sure, if you think it'll be helpful to someone. But then she elaborated a little bit more. I've done threesomes before, and I really didn't get off on it. So I was about to tell my boyfriend no, but then he asked if we could change places, like really change places. And I didn't get it at first, but then he told me how he wanted it to go. And wow, of course I had to say yes. From the moment when his buddy came round, we were kissing and undressing, and there he was, right in the middle. I mean, like, slipping into my boyfriend's lovely ass, and there he was on his hands and knees with his friend's dick in his mouth. I know I said that we probably won't do it again, but now that I just wrote this story down, I'm thinking, well, maybe. Trying to explain it is really difficult, Ruby. See, you know, when in a normal threesome, the guys just, like, make love to the girl and there's nothing sexual between the guys? Well, that's what it was like, 'cause I didn't want to touch another guy. But seeing my boyfriend being, like, desired by two of us was so damn erotic. See, he bought me this thing called a doppel. And, again, I'm going to depart for a moment. I looked up doppel, and basically it's the German word for double. So she's got a double-ended dildo is what it sounds like. I'll go back and read this again. See, he bought me this thing called a doppel, which means that there's a part which goes in me, too, so I can feel just what he feels. Amazing, really. I loved this letter because this is someone I connected with on Facebook, and without going into any details, this is a fucking strong woman. This is an amazingly strong woman that does all kinds of things that you would normally attribute to men. So she and her boyfriend have been doing this pegging thing, but I loved her description about doing the threesome and how amazing it was to have him between the two of them. And I wanted to share that with you. So thank you for allowing me to share this and let my listeners hear about your amazing experience. And if you do have a double again, let me know. Write in again. Tell us the story, right? All right. Thanks again. Here is another one. This was a comment on my forum. Your writings, Ruby, contributed quite a bit to my bisexuality and my wife. You both approved of me enjoying my fantasy to have sex with men, oral and anal. Removing that social stigma, we won't need to discuss here. You both allowed me to feel and understand what my wife's cock felt like up my ass, introducing me to my prostate. Now I wish I could try oral sex with a man. My wife says I'd be a good cocksucker, laugh out loud. She jokingly said I may enjoy it better than a pussy. When my wife comes from me giving her oral, I think she wishes she could come on my face like a man could. And then he told me, you must Google YouTube Sensate Gay Orgy Sex Lito, L-I-T-O. Season 8 is coming out at the end of June, I believe. So I actually watched the series Sensate, and it's spelled sense with an 8 on the end. And I have seen this before, but it's been so long because season 1 came out. It just seems like forever ago. And when these seasons come out that are specific to Netflix and our specialty type things and not TV network things, then I binge watch them. I did see that episode, and it was totally freaking awesome. So, first of all, for the things that you said in the beginning of your message, I'm really honored and pleased if anything I wrote or said helped you in your journey. In the end, pun intended, it's all about letting go of the shame and just being who we really are. So as far as her wishing she could come in your face like a man could, you know, your wife could get a pop dildo and then she could come on your face. That's an idea. I'm going to put that in the Linkorama. And I'm actually also going to put a Linkorama in that episode that this man was talking about, because it really is fun to watch. The whole point is that all these people are psychically connected in their mind, and so literally they're all kind of experiencing this at the same time. It's pretty damn cool and way fucking sexy. Oh my God. So I'm going to have fun sharing that link with you listeners out there. Go to Linkorama and check on it. It's definitely worth seeing. So now, guess what time it is? It is pegging celebration time! Okay, from the last podcast, I must issue an apology to the man who I read his story because his story started out with, I made it my goal not to date a woman unless the cards were on the table. And there was a lot of back and forth between him enjoying it and then her wanting him to be with a man and him saying he was never going to do it and all that kind of stuff. But what I neglected to notice, or I just kind of forgot, was I realized that the title of your email was Pegging Celebration Time, and I didn't play the music for you, so I'm so sorry. So this is playing the retroactive music for you, or this is playing the music retroactively. I got distracted by the issues that you were presented with and struggling with, so damn it. I'm playing the music for you retroactively this time, sir. Thanks for writing in, and I hope things have settled down a bit and you are enjoying all the pegging that you love. Okay, this one was written in on my Pegging 101 website, and this was the post that I wanted women's stories back when I did the women's podcast. Not sure if this is too late, but first off, I'm really glad I stumbled upon this site. My friend and I are into quite a few different kinks, one of them being pegging. I don't even like calling it a kink because it's just another thing we enjoy doing together. Kink makes it seem as if it's bad, and it's not. In any case, he asked me if I had ever pegged anyone before. I had, years ago, but I really didn't think I had done it correctly, because neither of us enjoyed it. I was definitely willing to try it again, because my friend was going to be my sensei master. We're the types who high-five each other after awesome sex. However, I was very nervous about not doing a good enough job the first time with him, because he's very much a person who makes sure I'm satisfied before he is. I wanted to return the favor, so I researched and found this site. He also referred me to the subreddit on pegging, so I got super excited about it, and he was, in his words, over the moon that I was getting so into it. I'm guessing a lot of women do it because the guy wants it, not because they want to. In any case, the big day came, and we seriously had the best time. High-fiving happened. Yeah, there were a few issues, but I think the biggest thrill was seeing him getting as much pleasure as he usually gives me and thinking, yeah, that was my fake dick. It was pretty awesome. We've graduated now to the Share XL. I posted about it on another page, with a harness and Hitachi, and it's seriously just a thrill. I have a hard time not getting disappointed when I can't take the Contessa out to play with him. And I went over to the other thread where she talked about the Share XL, and I'm going to include this on it too. I own the Share XL, which my friend and I used a few times by itself, but we ended up using it with a harness of his and had our best session ever. We actually much prefer, quote, the Contessa, end quote, with the harness over using it by itself, but I'm not a fan of his harness. I'm going to have to upgrade. But pair it with the Hitachi? Yes, please. Muscle spasms happened. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. And for all of you who don't know, the Hitachi people sold that portion of their business, and now it's just called the Magic Wand, even though everybody and their brother, and, well, it's probably more like every woman and their sister knows it as the Hitachi, because it's a household name for people who use vibrators in bed. It's the most powerful vibrator in the world. That's what I call it. So, it's the Magic Wand, just as a reminder. Anyway, muscle spasms happen. That's fucking awesome. I'm going to put a link in the Linkorama to the article that I wrote called The Truth About Strapless Strap-Ons, because this is appropriate here. Clearly, you found that out. It's like, yeah, you used it a couple times by itself, but really can't get going here. And yes, if the harness that you have isn't satisfactory and you don't like it or it doesn't fit or it's pinchy or whatever, absolutely do an upgrade. The other thing that I was going to suggest was really good upgrades include any of the spare parts harnesses, primarily the Jacques, and also the Bella and the Sasha, if you're into the really girly ones with the garters and everything. Those can be really hot. And also the Aslan leather, either the Minx or the Jaguar. Those are my go-tos, and they absolutely will work with the Share XL. So good for you, and congratulations! Welcome to the world of pegging. Thanks for writing in. Okay, here is another letter. Hi, Ruby. My wife seems to be very set in her ways where strap-on sex is concerned. A few years ago, I brought up the subject. You would swear I wanted to ask for a separation. She got all outraged and upset. She asked me if I was gay and wanted to have sex with men. I assured her at the time I only wanted to have fun with her. Over the past few years, we have been playing with dildos and plugs, and I even managed to get her to watch Bend Over Boyfriend. She is not very anal except for a little outer rubbing during masturbation, and I don't think she would do it to herself. So, all has been good. She is more than happy to work a dildo in me, and I touched the subject again. She did exactly the same thing and even used the exact same words. I thought I was having an acid flashback, and I have never touched drugs. So we spoke about it again in a few days, after again reassuring her of my sexuality and love for her, etc., and I asked her if I sent her some links on it, would she at least read them? I found many great resources and sent them to her. I feel they have never been read, but the crux of the matter is, she has no interest in the subject. I can't help but think many guys are in a similar position. Why do you think she feels pegging is a gay pastime? She obviously continues to have these thoughts at the back of her mind, or the argument would never have been so instant. Wow. Thanks for writing in and sharing that. That is a tough situation. Goodness. From the way that you describe that you talk with her about it, of course, I'm not there and I don't know what you say, but what it sounds like is that you are just reassuring her of your sexuality. And perhaps, I know you tried this with the links, but perhaps verbally, since she doesn't seem to be willing to look at the links, you might be able to just give her a few little nuggets of information. One of the things that I like to say when people are like, oh my God, that's gay, is that, okay, imagine a lesbian woman who uses a strap-on on her lesbian lover. She's not going to turn her lesbian lover straight, right? So thinking that if she uses a strap-on on you, that it's going to turn you gay is kind of like thinking that the lesbian woman is going to turn her lover straight by using a strap-on on her. It just doesn't make any sense. The other part of the information that she might not be getting is just how pleasurable it is to have your prostate stimulated. I don't know if she's a G-spot woman, but I always advise kind of comparing the two when the women are like, why would you want me to do that? And telling them that this is a level of pleasure that's just extraordinary, and it's like a whole new place to explore in your sexuality, and that you really want to do it with her. You may have said all these things, but I'm just going to kind of run them down. And if you've already said them, then great. And there might be a few things in there for you to grab onto and try. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, well, one of the issues can be that some women just really totally freak out about strapping on a fake cock. And that sounds like a distinct possibility in this situation. She may have these really rigid sort of gender roles ingrained in her and just be really unwilling to, perhaps what she thinks of it in her mind is that she's acting like a man. So it would make sense that she would think that, of course, you really want a man, right? Even though you know that's not the way this all works. So maybe one more thing to tell her is, you know, I am not interested in you trying to pretend like you're a man. I just want to explore this type of sexual pleasure with you. And who knows, you might hit a brick wall with all that. But the other thing that I saw in your letter was that you mentioned that you didn't think that she would do it to herself. You know, receiving anal stimulation is absolutely not a prerequisite for a woman to be willing or eager to do pegging. So don't measure by that, because there are plenty of women out there that want nothing to do with ass play in their direction, but would be quite happy to do that for their partners. In the end, after you try all these things, it's quite possible that she may just be the woman who will use the dildo and will never ever strap it on, and you have to be satisfied with that. And it's kind of cool that she will at least use it with her hand. You can get one that has a suction cup on it, suction cup bottom. You can fuck yourself in the shower if you like, and I know it's not the same thing. And what you really want is to experience this with your partner, but it's possible that she's just never going to get there. The only things that I can think of, though, are trying to give her those little pieces of information. Here's another one. Only, let's see, I'm trying to remember what the percentage was. It was a Georgetown University study of gay men, and I think it said only 36% of gay men even have anal sex. So despite this huge connotation of Anything up the butt of a man has fucking got to be gay. Gay men themselves only do anal sex about 36% of the time. So that's maybe one more thing to tell her. It's such a difficult thing when people don't get that the area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated has absolutely no bearing on the gender you prefer to do the stimulating, right? It's not like there's some magic button up your ass that when touched is going to make you suddenly crave hairy muscular bodies. That's not the way it works. So it sounds like you've really tried. And it sounds like whatever beliefs she has around this are pretty ingrained. So try those things I mentioned. If any of them sound like they might be a different thing, a new thing, something that might work, those are all the suggestions I have. And good luck with it, and please let us know how it goes. You know what? Before I sign off, there is one thing that she might enjoy. And this is just off the top of my head. It may be something she wouldn't, but just as a possibility, you know, they have butt plugs that have remote controls now. So as opposed to continuing down the path of, you know, come on, strap on, come on, come on, right? You could play a little bit more with the control aspect of things and allow her to hold the remote control and make it a fun, sexy thing where you never know when she's going to turn it on, and talk about this ahead of time and see if this is something that appeals to her. Because if she would be even so adventurous as to go out to dinner with you and she holds the remote and you've got the plug in your ass, that might be really fun. And it sounds like the fun is something that needs to come back into this. And even if she does decide that no strap on, never ever, that's one more way to get her to be involved in ass play with you. So yeah, remote control butt plug. That's an idea. Give it a try. Okay. Thank you so much for writing in. Okay. I heard back from the guy who wrote in on podcast number 132. He had mentioned an over-the-counter medication which induced erectile dysfunction and also increased prostate sensitivity. So he wrote me back, and this is what he told me. This particular kind of Claritin, because he did mention that the over-the-counter thing was Claritin, contains, at least in Canada, pseudoephedrine. And then he put a link to a health website that had a topic regarding Claritin D and erection problems. And then he says this: quite a few years ago, I had discovered the effects of pseudoephedrine quite by accident. I had a bad cold, and I was taking a Tylenol decongestant product that had Tylenol DM, and then I looked that up, and that is dextromethorphan, pseudoephedrine, etc. I took it as directed for 3 days, again as directed. About 1 day into taking it, I started feeling a lot better, and I attempted to masturbate, but could not get hard. But I ended up having an orgasm and an ejaculation anyway, and it was far more intense than normal. After the 3 days were up, I stopped taking the meds. It was over a week before I could get hard. So that is the man's information about this over-the-counter thing. And the pseudoephedrine is a nasal decongestant used for colds and things like that. And part of the action that it has is it shrinks blood vessels. So it makes sense that it would give you erectile dysfunction, absolutely. So the interesting thing about this is that, you know, you shrink the blood vessels and you can't get hard, and then the focus is completely on the prostate, which would be really interesting. Or at least it would be less cock-centric, if you will. So if you'd like to try this out and you want to go find an over-the-counter medication that has pseudoephedrine in it, please get on the internet, do your research, because there are a handful of other medications that it interacts really badly with. So do your due diligence and make sure that it is not something that will mess with medications that you're currently taking. But yeah, I'm interested to hear what guy's experience of trying this out is. Induced erectile dysfunction producing more intense orgasms. Fascinating. Okay, thanks for writing back, sir. Okay, here is a quick message that I got on my Facebook page. Hi, very cool Facebook page. I accidentally found out about pegging browsing on a porn site and showed it to my missus. She said we could get a strap on and try it out. She doesn't enjoy it. Any ideas on how to get her to relax and have fun? Oh, goodness. There is not nearly enough information here, sir. I don't know what kind of equipment that you guys have. I don't know how much information you have about pegging and the prostate and all those things. I don't know how quickly you tried getting into it or if you just jumped the gun and tried to do pegging one night with no introductory anal play. See, there's so many things I don't know about your situation. She doesn't enjoy it. Well, there's lots of possibilities here. She may not enjoy it because she has fears that you're gay. So she's never allowing herself to completely relax because she's scared if you really enjoy it, you're going to turn gay. She may have fears that it's going to be a horrible, messy thing because it is, after all, the ass, and that's where shit comes out. So she may not be able to relax completely because she's afraid there's going to be a huge mess and it freaks her out. She may have fears that strapping on a cock will actually affect her femininity and that you will not look at her the same way after she fucks you with it. So that is another fear. She may not enjoy it because the equipment that you have doesn't fit very well and it's really uncomfortable for her. She may also not enjoy it because it's a difficult thing to do. It's a slightly athletically oriented event. And unless you were using positions in the beginning that didn't require a whole lot of effort and endurance and strength from her, she may have gotten really discouraged and decided it's just not something she wants to put all that much effort into. So see what I mean? There's so many different possibilities of what it could be. So many, so many. I need more information. So write me back on Facebook, sir. And I'm going to send you a message that I put this on the podcast. But more information and perhaps I can answer your question better. Okay, this is an amazing letter that I got on FetLife. Totally unexpectedly, and it just really made my day. I felt it appropriate to write this letter of gratitude on my birthday. Thank you for the inspiration and motivation your podcast and website have provided. My wife and I have been married 27 years. The last 20 years have seen zero sexual interaction, not even one deep kiss in all that time. This past year has seen dramatic changes in our home life. We moved into a smaller home. Our one and only child is away at college. It is now just me and the missus. The pace of life is much slower. The frenetic distractions of living with a teenager are now gone. As 50 began to draw ever nearer, I kept asking, is this it? Am I never going to enjoy partner sex again? It is worth noting, the rest of our married life is fantastic. We have the utmost love and respect for one another. We communicate effortlessly in every other aspect of our relationship. We share more common interests than not. We entertain. We travel. To the world at large, ours is a perfect marriage. A few weeks ago, I stumbled upon the Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise website. I love the site. Please keep up the great work. I began listening to earlier podcasts and have just finished episode 106. The success stories shared by your listeners are what touch my heart most deeply. At the core of each of those stories, the kernel of truth is always the same. One person in the relationship always musters up the courage to broach a very difficult topic. They take that leap of faith that their significant other will listen to their story and love them for who they are, kinks and all. That failing, at least they have said their piece and are free to move on. I decided to be that person. One evening, after dinner, I asked the love of my life if I could ever look forward to making love to her again. This opened a very uncomfortable dialogue which spanned the better part of a week. At the outset, she said this was just how she is, asexual. At one point, she went so far as to offer letting me go. I told her I wanted her, and only her. Walking away from our marriage was not an option. I told her this is our life together and we will fix whatever is broken together. I expressed to her how much I missed the intimacy we shared while dating and during our two-year engagement and that I wanted it back. On day two of our discourse, I asked her how many times she had brought herself to orgasm in 20 years. Her answer, zero. She was perplexed why I wanted to know. I wasn't exactly certain myself, but my little voice knew it was an important question to ask. I told her I was interested in seeking couples sex therapy. This was not the first time I had made this request. On prior occasions, her answer was that it was her problem and not mine. She didn't see the sense in seeking counseling. The next day she came to me and told me she had come to the realization she was punishing herself by denying her sexual needs for events in her life prior to our meeting. Tearfully, she acknowledged the impact this decision has had on me and on our marriage. She agreed to our seeking counseling. The search has begun for a sex-positive, kink-friendly therapist. Also surfacing from our discussion were her fears that vanilla would no longer satisfy my sexual appetites. I may have given her a moment of alarm when I emphatically told her I had discovered prostate orgasms and there was no way I would abandon my desire for them. To her credit and my delight, a day later, she told me she had researched prostate orgasms being akin to G-spot orgasms and was totally cool with it. Ah, hope for the future. I am no stranger to anal play and self-pegging. Early in our marriage, youthful exuberance combined with limited life experience resulted in the purchase of some toys. They were not received with the enthusiasm I had anticipated. As stinging as the rejection was, I just couldn't bring myself to throw away those beautiful, realistic dildos. Into the closet they went. It wasn't too long until my curiosity got the best of me. Oh my God. That first prostate-induced orgasm changed my life and quite possibly saved our marriage. The ability to pleasure myself so deeply has made living in a sexless marriage a bit more bearable. She knows of some of my solo exploits, either because she has found evidence of some of my solo scenes, or I have just outright told her. However, her requested policy of spare me the details has left a few of my kinks my own little secret. I keep assuring her vanilla is still one of my favorite flavors, even though we haven't even entered into therapy. I felt a twinge of panic at the thought of divulging my remaining secret kinks. But those fears quickly abated. I have chosen to view our upcoming therapy as a time to reframe our perceptions of each other, particularly hers of me. I actually feel elation at the opportunity to show my entire hand of kinky cards. In hindsight, it is something I wish I had had the courage to do while we were dating. I have even begun a list of my kinks, categorizing them into those I want to explore as a couple and those I am content to pursue solo or just leave as fantasy fodder. Would you believe me when I say that pegging tops my list of things to explore together? Perhaps it's the wisdom and practicality that come with age, but I am who I am. I am quite fond of who I am. I am weary of hiding parts of myself from the woman who already knows me better than anyone else. Ruby, again, I thank you and your listeners for living your lives so honestly and openly. To all of you, thank you for your incredible courage to share your stories and experiences. Please add my story to the collective knowledge base. I don't think mine is a completely unique situation. I hope it will help some other soul find solace, plus a push to make a positive change. Oh, wow, that got me teary-eyed and, you know, the feels and all kinds of stuff. That's an amazing story. That's a really, truly amazing story of coming full circle, kind of. And I am so, so happy to hear that you did cross that line, that you did find that courage and just decide to take a deep breath and go for it and see what would happen. And also really thrilled that the therapy thing is happening, because that is so helpful. Really smart to look for a kink-friendly therapist, definitely. Great idea. And once you find that person, that is going to help immeasurably, because having a third party there is, there's just so much less subjective about the whole thing, and it can be really, really helpful. So very encouraged to hear that, as I'm sure that you are. And you're preparing yourself, you know, making the list and the whole thing. It's remarkable that your marriage actually lasted this long. And yeah, prostate-induced orgasms may indeed have helped that marriage hold together, although it sounds like you have quite an amazing relationship outside of the sexual part of it. So how good is this going to be when you revitalize that sexuality? It's just going to be phenomenal. Oh my gosh. So I'm really happy for you. Happy that you had the courage to take that step. Happy that she is responding positively and that you two are now in a path that looks like you're going towards each other instead of parallel or away. Congratulations, and do let us know how it goes and when I can play the music for you, too. Thank you especially for sharing your story. It was so poignant and so heartfelt and so open. I really appreciate that level of sharing because it does help the collective. It does help everyone listening. So thank you. Okay, that's it for this time. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. You can also find my work at pegging101.com. That website is informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website, both for Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab also has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order some sexy new toys from enticeme.com using the Linkorama links that I put in whenever I talk about toys during the podcasts, please use the coupon code Ruby for a whopping 20% off of your purchase. And remember, shipping is free for orders over $100. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too simple, too silly, or too strange. Many listeners will learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.